London in the early 50s was an interesting place to be, because there was a lot of bomb damage and they were building. I saw the in London Wall that had all been bombed flat, and I walked along there and saw the remains of the Roman Wall, which were the bombing as it exposed.
It was quite grim going up to London in those days, because it was so soot damaged and so much it was broken and still not being cleared away. And then out of the bombing of that building, there had come really this miracle of discovering this temple. And from that point of view, it's not surprising at all that it really caught the public imagination, because here was something really exciting coming out of what had been something really bad.
The war hadn't been over, well, 9 years. Building hadn't really taken place apart from power stations and industry and that, so that when this started being developed, and we knew the site in London very well, when this started to be developed, it was exciting. We were looking forward to the future, and it was just exciting to, that something in London had been found, and we wanted to go and see it. And to say, I think the long time it took to the queue was, by the time we got there, I think we'd seen most of the site, because we'd been going in the queue past it, and of course it was deep down, so you looked down on the site as you went there.
Of course, we were used to queuing in those days. It was part of our lives. Nobody thought anything of it. Standing in a queue for a couple of hours or longer was what you did. I mean, one of my earliest memories is queuing up to buy fish for my pet cat. You know, you queued for everything, so why not see a Roman temple?
One day we saw something going on, inquisitive boys as we were, and we just didn't have to climb over anything. It was all just there. Bomb sites were bomb sites, and evacuation were. So we just went over the top, and the guy who was in charge there, they call him a night watchman, and we asked him what was going on, and he said, oh, come down, I'll show you. Down the ladder we went, and he used to show us different artifacts and what they were doing, but he said they've got no idea what they've found here. They've done the building works, but they have no idea at all.
There was a shortage of steel, of course, you know, they only just got some steelwork going, and there was a shortage of clay bricks. That was another problem. We had to redesign the floors, the traditional way, because the whole building was designed in traditional pre-war days, which we've now gone much beyond. But there was a shortage of clay, so the bricks. So the floor, hollow tile floors we originally were going to design for, we couldn't, because we couldn't get the clay tiles to do it. So we actually designed our own type of floor. We had steel trays made. Instead, now they use fiberglass, plastic, but we used steel trays, recoverable.
Because you couldn't get anything to eat or drink then, so he was always thirsty, so he would give us a cup of tea. That was it. That was it. Because you never had any money for, there was nowhere to buy anything anyway. So we, before we got on the bus outside the bank, we would go in and see him, and he'd give us this cup of tea and walk around, or down the ladder, which was an adventure, and walk around the temple. Yeah.